January 11th. Mark 1:12-13. Right away the Spirit led him into the desert, where for 40 days he was being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, but the angels were serving him. Matthew chapter 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After he fasted 40 days and nights, he was hungry. The tempter came and challenged him, "If you are God's Son, command these rocks to become bread." Jesus' reply was, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth." The devil then took him into the holy city and placed him on the summit of the temple, and said, "If you are God's Son, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will catch you in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "Again it is written, you shall not make trial of the Lord your God." Further, the devil took him to the top of a very high mountain and showed him all the world's kingdoms and their glory, and said, "I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus answered, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve only him." Then the devil left, and behold, angels came and were serving him. Luke chapter 4:1-15. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where he was tempted 40 days by the devil. He ate nothing in those days, and when they were finished, he was hungry. The devil said, "If you are God's Son, command this rock to become bread." Jesus replied to him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." The devil led him up a high mountain and showed him in a moment all the earth's kingdoms, and said, "To you I will give all this authority and glory. It has been delivered to me, and I give it to anyone I wish. If you will worship me, all will be yours." Jesus responded to him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve only him." The devil brought him into Jerusalem, placed him on the summit of the temple, and said to him, "If you are God's Son, cast yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels to guard you, and they will carry you in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus replied, "It is said, you shall not make trial of the Lord your God." The devil completed every temptation and left him until another time. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and his fame spread into all the surrounding country. He continued to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone.